This is James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center with a 5 p.m. Central Time update on Tropical Storm Alex. Alex continues to get better organized. We expect it to become a hurricane sometime later this evening. Alex is located about 290 miles southeast of Brownsville, Texas. Through most of the afternoon, it's been moving to the northwest at about 13 miles per hour. But over the last couple hours, we've begun to see perhaps a little bit of a turn to the west-northwest. We do expect Alex to turn to the west-northwest either later tonight or tomorrow, and then towards the west later tomorrow, bringing it to the coastline either in northeastern Mexico or perhaps extreme south Texas by tomorrow evening or tomorrow night. However, tropical storm conditions will reach the coast well before that, likely sometime early Wednesday morning. We have a hurricane warning in effect from Baffin Bay, Texas, southward to La Cruz, Mexico, and a tropical storm warning north to Port O'Connor, Texas, and also a tropical storm warning south of the hurricane warning in Mexico to Cabo Rojo. Tropical storm force winds are expected to reach the coast, as I said, early tomorrow morning. The other main threats with Alex are the heavy rains. We're expecting a rainfall of 6 to 12 inches over a wide area near the path of Alex and to the north of Alex, with locally higher amounts up to perhaps 20 inches. And as those rains interact with the mountainous terrain in northeastern Mexico, we expect some life-threatening flash floods and mudslides, a very dangerous situation there. In addition, a storm surge of 3 to 6 feet can be expected near and to the north of where the center makes landfall tomorrow evening. The next advisory will be issued by the National Hurricane Center at 7 p.m.